Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beaumar Shaw, and we got a fantastic guest for you today from Illinois State, former Illinois Fighting Illini outside linebacker slash defensive end, but the kid's a real force off the edge, and that is none other than BJ Bello. BJ, we appreciate you taking some time today. Can you believe you're wrapping up the collegiate career and now you're off doing regional combines, pro days, and probably anticipated upcoming team visits?
Yeah. It's crazy that it's already coming to an end. I had a not that most ideal college career that I planned on it, but I finished strong. So, you know, I thank God for that, allowed me to be able to finish the way I did. So, you know, just trying to get in the best shape and, you know, put up the best numbers in front of as many scouts as I can during this period.
Definitely. And I'm curious. I mean, you know, I was thinking about, you know, when we were going to do the show today, and I'm thinking, you know, and I'm kind of, you know, reading about you, trying to just, you know, kind of pick up on some things. And you arrive at Illinois, and like you said, you kind of touch base. You don't have the career you have. And then you, in 1 year, basically, at Illinois State, you just kind of just blow the thing up. I mean, you're the newcomer, all newcomer of the Mahoning Valley Football Conference. So, I mean, you really dominated the conference. I mean, do you kind of think back, like, if I would have spent my whole time at Illinois State, or you just kind of kept things status quo and did your, you know, did what you did at Illinois and then make your transfer?
It's kind of the easier way to look at it, but I just all kind of look at it as, you know, everything happens for a reason, and that was probably a part of the plan. So, I mean, I just went along with it. I mean, I'm grateful for having the 1 year I did because, you know, maybe I it could have went a little differently. I could have stayed at Illinois and I had the season I wanted to, and, you know, then my future is a little different. So, you know, it's easier to say I wish I would have went to Illinois State, but, I'm just thankful for the way it played itself out.
Definitely, and it played itself out magnificently, and you've just kind of been hitting on all cylinders since your arrival. You obviously went to the NFL Regional Combine, and you knocked that out of the ballpark. Listen to this time, folks, 4.55, 40, 34-inch vert, and 10.5 broad. BJ, those are fantastic numbers. I mean, stupid question. I know you had to be excited, but I mean, how happy were you leaving that performance?
Oh, I mean, I was really happy. It's always a good feeling seeing good outcomes of a lot of hard work you put in. I mean, I've trained and put in a lot of hours into training. So getting that type of outcome and result, you know, it's a good feeling. And I have another pro day coming up on March 29th at Illinois State, you know, so I'm hoping to put up better numbers because, you know, never satisfied. I always want to keep improving. So hopefully post some better numbers at my pro day on the 29th.
Oh, that's gutsy too, man. I like the passion there, man. A lot of guys would just rest on those numbers, but you're going after those. Again, those are pretty eye-popping numbers. I mean, that athleticism you showed at the regional combine, I mean, growing up, if you played Pop Warner or Pee Wee, I mean, were you that kid scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns every game?
Growing up, yeah, I was a running back, so I was, you know, putting a lot of points on the board just being most athletic on the field. So, I mean, yeah, it kind of was. You know, Pop Warner was kind of your little creative Madden kind of time.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, man, being in that with your ability. I'm curious, I mean, how do you kind of start to emerge on the defensive side of the football and, you know, kind of carve yourself out as a, you know, a linebacker and et cetera? And, you know, obviously, you know, besides Illinois at the time, was any other schools looking at you, which I'm sure there were, but was anybody looking at you at a variety of different positions?
Actually, sophomore year of high school, I started at corner. I played corner for my high school, Lincoln West. And junior, senior year is when I played safety. I was, you know, safety, senior year, a little bit outside linebacker, depending on the down to Illinois. I was committed to Western Michigan as an outside linebacker for a while, and then ended up pulling the Illinois and Minnesota offer late. So those were kind of my final two decisions. Ended up going to Illinois as a safety. And after 2 years, I was gaining weight very quickly, and I was just growing. I was growing faster than anybody would have expected me to. So I naturally turned into that linebacker.
And then the rest is history. Once again, B.J. Bell, the standout Illinois State outside linebacker here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show with him, you know it's always available and free at iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk Radio. Just type in his name and then collegeofpro.com. We like to say it'll be your one-stop shop for everything you need to know about him as he makes his path towards this next level. Obviously, you're fantastic at being disruptive on the quarterback and everything behind the line of scrimmage, Sean. But in your own words, BJ, I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts right now, what do you think they're going to love about you when they're breaking down the tape? What are those qualities and characteristics of the position where you think they're going to be pleasantly, thrilled with?
I would probably say the one thing that stands out is my versatility. And I have people watch my film and ask me, so what position do you play? You know, because one down, you're running man with the slot. Next down, you're in the box, you know, playing the true linebacker, and then pass rush. And then third down, you know, we see you hitting the quarterback on the pass rush. So play. I think my versatility and being able to do everything that you need a linebacker to do. I mean, I have all those tools in my toolbox.
You definitely have the tools in the toolbox, and that regional combine shows you have the athleticism that goes into that toolbox. Does anything go unnoticed that film can't kind of reveal? I mean, I ask this just to benefit you guys because scouts do listen in. We pass it off to scouts and coaches. Leadership quality, game film study, maybe you're a workout warrior in the weight room. I mean, what are some of the traits that film can't identify you with that they should know about that's a big plus?
I think me being able to lead by example, I mean, I've never been the big hoorah, you know, jumping kind of guy. I've always been a guy that led by example. So I've always been a guy that comes in late at night when people aren't watching and will just have my notepad and just start watching film. And then, you know, guys get to catch on to that and, you know, kind of just tag along. So, you know, I like working in silence and then people notice it and people, if you know, not making people come with me, but people who want to get better and choose to come with me kind of just catch on to my drift and just, you know, come along. So I think that leading by example is something that you can't really see on film, but people who know me or, you know, been in a facility with me tend to catch on to that.
Excellent stuff. Great response to that question, BJ. And this question I ask all the guys, but with your versatility, I've never been maybe quite inquisitive to know the answer. At that next level, is there anybody that we could compare you to or anybody you can comparisons to or anyone you would say, hey, what I do, this guy kind of does at the next level?
You know, it all really depends. I just feel like in a 4-3, I could play all three linebackers. In a 3-4, I could play all four linebackers. So, I mean, I kind of compare myself to a lot of guys. I look at, Kelvin Smith for Jacksonville Jaguars. And, I mean, the things that he does, I could look at the film and say I could play in the box the same way he does. And I also feel like, you know, when I watch the Denver Broncos, the way Von Miller could play space as well as come off the edge, I feel like gaining weight is always something that's, you know, easy and comes naturally. I can gain weight and still be able to run and be as athletic as I am. And I can be a major factor off the edge as well as in space. So, I mean, I compare myself to many different guys at different positions. I also look at guys like Quan Alexander, you know, kind of an undersized linebacker,
yeah,
which I kind of see myself as being, 227, 230. So, I mean, I just feel like I compare myself to a lot of guys at different positions, not really just more about one in particular person.
Definitely. And you kind of mentioned, especially the Alexander one, I could see that a lot too, especially just in terms of size and the versatility. And, you know, the NFL is kind of, you know, getting a little bit smaller, some of those spots, just because you guys can cover so much space and do many, you know, you can act and drop. And like you said, you know, attack the pass rusher. And like, obviously you can do both of those very well. This upcoming pro day, I mean, kind of take us through, I mean, what's a typical day like for you? I mean, most of the people think you just wake up and run fast, but I mean, just talk to these folks out there knowing that the hard work that you've been putting into this.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely been a lot of hard work training. Monday through Saturday, putting in hours, you know, training twice a day, in the afternoon and at night, Monday through Friday, and doing extra skill work Saturday morning. So, I mean, I've been doing this since January. So, I mean, it's been a lot of time and hard work put into it. So for it to, you know, really, really have, I mean, I have two pro days, so really having two pro days to show months of work, it gets kind of nerve wracking. But, you know, I kind of just calm myself down, wake up, you know, do what I normally do, wake up, eat a good breakfast, put my headphones on, you know, listen to some gospel music, you know, just to get that faith in me. And then really just know that you've worked for this, and there's no need to be nervous, and just go out there and perform and do the best you can do.
Excellent, man. Hey, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. So obviously your faith and what you're doing is kind of helping you get to where you need to be, man. Once again, BJ Bello, the standout in Illinois State outside linebacker here, talking some NFL draft here on the C2P. And you got to love what this young man has been able to bring to the table so far. And like I said, when you think about what he's been able to do, and you throw those numbers in there, because it's all part of the puzzle. And guys, I mean, a lot of positive going into what this kid's doing. BJ, before we let you go, though, we always like to have some fun. We throw some off the wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, you spent a year at Illinois State, but that's definitely enough time, I think, for you to get acquainted with Coach Spack. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if so, would they do it in front of him?
Actually, the person that does the best impersonation of him is probably his son, being that his son is in the same position for him. So, and, you know, son has been around him longer than any other player on the team. So, him and Brent probably does the best impersonation of his dad. And, yeah, he would do it in front of him because, you know, they like to go back and forth. There's a lot, and it gets quite funny at times, so I'll give it to Brent.
Excellent. And this next question is a big hit or miss, but either schools have a ton of them or they have none of them, and we went to two different universities, so you can pick or choose which one had the best, if one is relevant. Nicknames, BJ, who had the most bizarre nickname at either one of those colleges, and how'd they get it?
I'm going to give it to Rob Michael at Illinois. Rob Bain, I won't say he has one specific nickname, but that kid has the most nicknames than anybody I've ever met. Like, he has Big Bang Theory, Big Gooey, House of Bain. I mean, the list just goes on. I mean, the kid has about 10 to 15 nicknames, and each day he picks a name and then gets mad if you don't call him that name for the day, and it's just – So, yeah, Bane definitely won that. He definitely won that title.
Nice. No, so he would give himself the nicknames is even better. That's the great thing. Usually your buddies kind of scorch you in that, but there's nothing like thinking of your own nicknames and then getting mad at people. That's a new one, man. That's a new one.
Yeah.
We've been doing the show a long time, and we've never had that one. That's awesome. That's a sticker right there. And then this question I think you guys enjoy answering the most, female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask you to join you for dinner?
Female celebrity? I'm going to have to give it to we're going to go with Gabrielle Union.
There you go. Very beautiful and talented young lady. And just so you know, BJ, her name comes up quite often on the show. So you're not alone in being – yeah. She'd probably be tired of going out on dinner dates by the time draft season went along because her name comes up quite a bit. Final question. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the themes on your shoes, your cleats, if you will. If you could have any idea or theme or whatnot on your cleats, what would you want sprayed on there?
That's a good question. I wouldn't have to think about, but right now, at the top of my head, I probably want, you know, kind of something that to illustrate where I, where, you know, my path to what got me this far. So probably a logo of my high school, a logo of U of I, and also a logo of Illinois State, you know, kind of just have like a blend of all of them, you know, kind of just mapping my path to what got me to this point in my life. So I think that'd be pretty cool.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, I appreciate you taking your time. I know you're a busy man. You got a lot on your plate, but you have to stop by the show. We really do appreciate it. Best of luck at the next pro day. And we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is B.J. Bello, the standout Illinois State, former Illinois outside linebacker. And I tell you what, guys, this kid got it. And just thankfully, we got to see this kid explode on the scene in the Mahoning Valley Football Conference and kind of do his thing. And again, he went up to the regional and tore that thing apart, got an invite to the Northwestern Pro Day, and then he's going to be doing his own Pro Day at Illinois State. So that just kind of shows that this kid's on target. And I don't want a few folks to miss, he's also got an invite to the Chicago Bear Local Day. So just one more feather in the cap for this young man. Again, if you want more of BJ, iTunes under the Players Platform Show, Blog Talk, type in his name, and then we'll be posting his draft bio page as well. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.